Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Study of God podcast. This is episode number 48. I am your host, Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. This podcast is designed to give you a basic understanding of God, the Bible, and Christian beliefs. Dr. J. Dwight Pentecost said, "There is no higher activity in which the mind may be engaged than the pursuit of the knowledge of God." Let's start out reading the Word of God itself as we should. Today's passage of Scripture is Ephesians 4:24, which reads, "Put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness." Pardon me, do you believe the word? Today's word, or words, today's words from a theologian are from E. Stanley Jones. He said, "At the cross, God wrapped his heart in flesh and blood and let it be nailed to the cross for your redemption and mine." Can somebody say amen right there? Our first topic for today is titled, "What Does It Mean to Be Human?" Part 2 from the book Understanding Theology in 15 Minutes a Day by Dr. Daryl Aaron. And I want to remind you to take advantage of our special offer. If you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of this book, Understanding Theology in 15 Minutes a Day. It is available on our website for just $25. Dr. Daryl Aaron writes, "How do we bear God's image?" First, the substantive view suggests that the image of God means humans share certain characteristics with him. So, in this sense, the image has to do with something that characterizes who we are, our being. For example, God has rationality or reason, and humans do as well. Homo sapiens means thinking being. God is a moral being, as are humans. We have consciences and think in terms of right and wrong. God is relational, so are humans. This has been the main view of Christians for a long time. One weakness is that it is largely speculative, without much explicit biblical support. Second, the relational view suggests that the image of God means humans experience a relationship with God primarily and secondarily with other humans. So this view is that rather than being something we are, the image is something we have, relationships. This reflects the relationships within the Trinity. One of the strengths of this view is that it does capture something unique about humans. Plants and animals do not and cannot have this kind of relationship with God. One weakness is seen in regard to the image and unbelievers. The Bible says that apart from Christ, all people are separated from God. That is, non-Christians have no relationship with him. Would this mean they also do not bear his image? Another weakness might be that this view seems to assume something in the substantive view, namely that humans are relational beings. We cannot have relationships without being relational. So even though this view gets at something important, it is really based on something more fundamental in our being as humans. Ladies and gentlemen, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at this topic in our next podcast. Let's pray. Holy Father God, give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding regarding this subject. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, our second topic for today is titled Theology of Acts, Part 3, from the Moody Handbook of Theology by Dr. Paul Enns. I personally thank God for theologians. I do not consider myself a theologian. I consider myself an old-fashioned evangelist, more interested in making sure that the soul is saved and discipled. And some of the things that I'm doing here is I'm extending my ministry out to help disciple people and to understand the Word of God better. And I want to remind you, my beloved, to take advantage of our special offer. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of this book, The Moody Handbook of Theology. It is available on our website for just $50. The Holy Spirit, His Deity, Acts 5:3-5, records a principal statement concerning the deity of the Holy Spirit. In confronting Ananias, Peter reminded him that he had lied to the Holy Spirit, while in a parallel statement, Peter exclaimed, "You have not lied to men, but to God," thereby equating the Holy Spirit with God. His work. By his work of baptizing believers in the body of Christ, the Holy Spirit is building the church. The Spirit is also active in filling believers for witness and in leading them in ministry. Salvation. Salvation is through faith in Christ. Faith is stressed in Acts 10:43. Gentiles do not need to first become Jews. They receive forgiveness and salvation simply through believing in Jesus Christ. Believing involves repentance. On numerous occasions, the gospel heralds exhorted the people to believe in Christ. On other occasions, they urged the people to repent. This indicates the term should be understood synonymously. Paul's statement, repentance toward God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, suggests repentance is bound up in faith. They have faith. Rather, to have faith is to repent. Without repentance, faith is not possible. Salvation is through the grace of God. When Paul came to Achaia, he helped those who had believed through grace. In this way, God in time manifested his grace to Lydia and to others that had been resolved before time began. Salvation is apart from any works. The Jerusalem Council in Acts 15 resolved that Gentiles did not need to be circumcised nor observe the law of Moses to be saved. They were saved by faith alone. Beloved, in our next episode, we will continue looking at the theology of Acts. Let's pray. Holy Father God, give us your wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and insight. Help us to understand your holy word and the principles therein, and help us to confess our sins and repent and be obedient. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Beloved, before we close, I want to remind you that while it is important to engage in the study of God, it is far more important that you have a relationship with God. I fear that there are many people who will die knowing a lot about God but not really knowing God. You don't want to be in that number. If you do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to get to know him today, here's how. Accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law at some point in your life. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, dear friend, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now without Jesus Christ. If he is not your Savior, that's where you're headed, according to the Scriptures. In fact, Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also, the Bible states very clearly in Revelation 21, verse 8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Yes, I know, dear friend, this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said himself in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, that includes you, because if you are still living in this world, God loves you. So for God so loved you that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever, that word whosoever means anybody at any time, that includes you, believeth in him, trusts in him, has faith in him, Jesus Christ, should not perish in a place called hell, but have everlasting life in heaven. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him in heaven. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart, your heart, that God hath raised him from the dead, thou you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you and keep you until we meet again.